Hey, this is Nick Valenci of The Strokes and CRX, and you're listening to Sound Session.
Yay, yay! All right, I'm Flex Pavilion.
Hello, this is Andrew WK.
Yo, 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 it's Miles from Psych Stupid.
Hey, this is Ali
F. This is Nick from Chook Chook Chook.
What's up, guys? This is the Chainsmoker. Is the name of school from Ghost?
This is Beefcake the Mighty from Guar.
Hey, folks, we're Royal Blood.
And you're currently listening to Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
Sound what?
Sound Sessions.
Sound Sessions.
You're listening to the sweet sounds of Sound Sessions. Thank you.
The new LA-based band CRX, fronted by Nick Valenci of The Strokes, just released their first single, Ways to Fake It, from the band's full-length album, New Skin, which is dropping on October 28th. And he'll be here playing at Shuba's in Chicago on September 19th. We welcome Nick Valenci to this episode of Sound Sessions. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, Michael. How you doing, man?
I'm doing great. So how's everything going? You're about to get this tour started, this mini tour a little bit. Are you excited for it?
Yeah, we're psyched, man. We're coming to Chicago, a couple of days, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. You're hitting up the van again, huh?
Yeah, man. I'm excited for that. Something's a little smaller, a little more simple.
Mm-hmm. Right on. Well, let's talk a little about the album. From that first hit of the bass drum to that start-stop feel you have, you had me hooked. Ways to Fake It is a great song. And I was kind of picking up a little bit more of an 80s vibe with the sound. What did you have spinning in your record player when you were writing this album? Any, like, specific groups or genres you were, like, really tied to?
So much stuff.
Yeah.
I listen to so much stuff, man. It's weird when people ask you, what was the song inspired by or what was it influenced by? You kind of like, I don't know. There's just so much, like, everything from Iggy Pop to Kanye West to Nina Simone. Like, I listen to so much stuff. It's more after you're finished with the song, it's written, it's recorded, and you sit back and you listen to it, that you kind of think, yeah, this sounds like The Cars, so I must have... It makes sense. I've been listening to The Cars my whole life, so it makes sense.
Yeah, it's a great band.
I never really sit down with that intention in mind. Like, let me write a song that sounds like X or Y, you know?
Mm-hmm. I hear ya. So what made you want to take this plunge into creating this side project and putting out this album?
I got to the point where I just really missed... being on stage, going on tour, and was kind of hungry for a balance from the kind of touring that the Strokes do, where there's lots of big festival stages and tens of thousands of people there, and felt like I just wanted to do something a little smaller, get on some club stages, maybe some theaters, and just kind of get the excitement of a new project.
Yeah.
Kind of like having an affair.
Do you see this as an affair with the Strokes?
Well, the Strokes are a marriage, mm-hmm. but it's an open relationship. So everyone in the Strokes has their kind of side thing.
Mm-hmm.
And that's allowed.
Mm-hmm.
That's allowed. We've got an arrangement.
Well, that's nice. You don't need to bring any lawyers in or anything like that. It doesn't need to get too serious, I suppose.
No.
So no. Let's go back.
And there's no children, so it's easy. Sorry, I'm continuing with the marriage metaphor. We've gone on with it for too long. Sorry.
No, I like it. If you ever need, like, some kind of extra pastor or anything like that, or anybody, I'm more than available to help you guys out. But let's talk a little.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks.
All right.
Let's talk a little bit about what you had going on at the Governor's Ball. So you guys headlined the Governor's Ball. You know, speaking of Kanye West, he was supposed to be there too, got rained out. To putting out a new EP with the Strokes. Where the hell do you find all this time to release a full-length album where you were writing most of the songs?
I don't know. I just kneel. Over the past 2 or 3 years, just whenever I had a minute, I guess, I got kids too, and my kids are getting a little older now. free time, and you know, really got hungry to get back on stage, so just whipped it together. I don't know.
So yeah, you're taking on lead vocals for this album as well. I mean, how does it feel to be putting your voice out there now? I mean, it's a very personal thing to, you know, be the front man. How does this feel?
Well, to be honest, man, it's something that I resisted for a while, simply because it's really not something that I ever wanted to do. I never grew up with the kind of wanting to be the front man thing. I was more, I was like kind of wanted to be more like a Keith Richards or Izzy Stradlin kind of guy.
Oh, yeah.
But, you know, when this kind of hankering to get back on stage hit me, I figured I had two choices. I could look for a singer and look for someone to sing these songs that I'd written in a way that would please me, or I could get my shit together, get out of my comfort zone a little bit, and just figure out how to do it myself. So I went that route. And at first it was uncomfortable. At first, I mean, honestly, really did not like the sound of my own voice. So I spent the better part of a year just kind of woodshedding and learning how to sound natural and how to just really how to feel comfortable personally when I listen back to my own voice. And that, it took a while. It took a while. I love it now. I don't think it sounds bad anymore. But it just wasn't something I'd ever done. So I felt like I really wanted to be good at it. So I just took my time with it.
That's great. That's a true artist, you know, who can create something out of nothing. Like, it wasn't nothing, but, you know, did you need to go through vocal training and vocal exercises? Is the way you're going to, you know, get ready for these shows coming up? I know you're going to be kind of supporting back in a few weeks, too. Is your vocal warm-ups and everything going to be a big part of your routine now with these new shows?
I haven't done any kind of training, so I don't know. I don't really know. The way that I've been warming up my voice is just by sitting around the dressing room and just singing. So I don't really know of any technical exercises. But, yeah, I just kind of like, it was just something that I had to figure out on my own, I guess. Because really at the end of the day, I was only trying to please myself and get to a place where I got excited about the music I was making, and the vocal's such a big part of the music that if you're not into that, then, you know, it's kind of hard to just get into it in general. So I just wanted to like it. And I just had to figure out a way to sing where I would like it, if that makes sense. And I don't think that any kind of teacher or trainer could have taught me that. I just had to kind of go through it on my own.
Absolutely. So, you know, speaking about, you know, working with a trainer or working, you know, with somebody who can make you all the more better, what was it like having Josh Homme as your producer for this album?
You know, to have a conversation with him about my songs and learn that he was really into them and really loved them, and then to get him on board as producer was one of the first things about this project that made me feel like, oh yeah, this actually could be something really real. And it could be more than some album that kind of comes and goes and I just to get me on stage or something simple like that. This could be kind of a dope thing that has legs. So that was like that was the first indicator of that for me. And the stuff he was able to bring was really impressive to me, watching him work in this producer capacity, which I'd never seen before. He was really able to kind of deliver different things to different songs and kind of just do like what was needed, whether it was being really, really involved on one song or being a little bit more laid back and more big picture on another song. He was just kind of always at the right place at the right time somehow.
Right on, right on. You know, just we have a few minutes left, and thanks again for joining us today. You know, I feel like...
Oh, man, I'm so happy to be joining you. Thanks for calling me. Thanks for getting me on here, man. It's totally my pleasure.
Absolutely. So just a few more questions. You know, I feel that, like, you and Albert Hammond Jr. have really perfected the art of the dual guitar. I love that sound, man. And you know, I wanted to know, starting from the beginning, what was that first kind of moment in your life when you picked up a guitar or you saw somebody on TV or you saw your dad put on an album or something like that and thought, this is what I have to do with my life?
Well, honestly, it's from, I guess, 1987, 86 or 87 when I was 5 or 6 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Welcome to the Jungle video, the Guns N' Roses video.
Yes. All right, we got about a minute left. Let's cut right to the question that everybody here in Chicago wants to know. You come here a lot. More, we would love you here more. So what are your favorite memories of Chicago? What do you like to do when you're here?
Oh, man. I hate to sound cliche, but there a lot of them are going to have to do with food.
And that is totally fine. Like, as us Chicagoans love our food, so we love when everyone else enjoys it as well.
Yeah, so, but, okay, look, we could talk about food all day, but I love coming to Chicago to play, too, man. Chicago's, like, I don't know, what can you say, man? It's the coolest, the coolest.
Right on, man.
That's a lame answer, dude. I'm sorry.
No, man, that is great. That is great. You know, they'll be playing here at Shuba's here in Chicago, the coolest spot, on September 19th. Nick Valenci of The Strokes and of the new band CRX. We can't be more pleased to have you. Thanks for joining us today, man.
Can't get enough of Sound Sessions? Like our Facebook page, follow us on Twitter @SoundSeshPod, and check us out on Instagram @SoundSessionsWGN.